This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, tomorrow night, if you're following the election returns, you're going to hear a lot about exit polls. Those are based on interviews done at polling places right after people vote, asking voters why they voted the way they did. But this year, things will be a little different, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
The five major TV networks and the AP pay a company called Edison Research to do the national election exit polls. Joe Lenski co-founded Edison, and he says it will employ more than 3,000 people on Election Day.
That's exit poll interviewers, that's sample precinct vote count reporters, that's supervisors, that's telephone room operators that are taking in the data.
But this year, that staff will be more heavily concentrated in certain places. Lenski says Edison Research is focusing on where the news is.
We've decreased the sample sizes in states that are less competitive.
So states that are solidly red or solidly blue won't be polled as heavily. And that troubles Matt Barreto, a political science professor at the University of Washington. He worries we'll get a false view of the national electorate.
And I think that's dangerous.
Barreto sees an opportunity for other pollsters to compete, although he estimates exit polls cost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. Lenski at Edison Research says he has tweaked his methodology to better reflect the number of Americans who vote early or absentee. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.